Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's a very great pleasure for me to have the opportunity of meeting you and talking with you this afternoon. Can everybody hear me at the back? Yes? No? No. Well, perhaps that might be better. On the other hand, all the publications that I've brought to show you, I now can't show you because they're being used to prop up the microphone. I understand that today is the last day of your very intensive six-month studies in the English language. I am surprised that you have to work on the last afternoon of your course, having, as I understand it, taken your examinations this morning. I would have thought that perhaps you would be having a marvelous party this afternoon instead of listening to me. But I will try to make what I've got to say as entertaining as possible. The fact that you have spent 6 months studying English intensively, I assume means that you are likely in your careers to find yourself working in the international arena, whether in business or in government, whether here in Japan dealing with international questions or serving in foreign countries. I think that I would like to say two things to you, therefore. I would first of all like to congratulate you on the very exciting future that I think is in front of you, if this is to be your arena for your career. And after congratulating you, I think I would like to commiserate with you, if you understand what I mean by commiserate. That is to say, I would like to say that as well as being happy for you, I am also sorry for you, because I think that you are moving into an extremely difficult and challenging area of international relations. I think everybody instinctively feels that dealing with international issues, whether in business or in government, is an interesting and exciting and important, a worthwhile thing to be doing. And it is, of course, all of those things. But I think that a certain amount of idealism, what we sometimes say in English, perhaps in American, I don't know, starry-eyed approach to international affairs, exists in all of us who are engaged in it, and I count myself amongst this community. I think that we sometimes don't recognize just what a tough, difficult, frustrating business international relations in all its aspects can be, and what very, very considerable demands it makes on the individuals, demands for understanding, for tolerance, for patience, for determination, and many other qualities that are required, which perhaps when one starts on this road, one does not always anticipate. This, I have to say, has certainly been my experience. I have wanted for many, many years after working, during many years of service with my own government in the UK, I formed a desire after about 10 years ago, I would say, to work in an international environment. And there were various possibilities, and eventually the one...